because the only connection you make to the so-called past is the one you make right now, the one you assume you have to make because of your illusion of continuity. But whatever you define yourself to be right now is what you are, regardless of anything else that ever happened. That's how you know you change, and that's how you just do it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, the one question that I have that still relates to my job thing is that I think fear might be keeping me from seeing that an option is could be good for me.
All right, very good and very insightful, and that is the last thing we will cover very briefly, because this is a good thing for all of you to remember. This is the checkpoint for yourself. Anytime you come up to something that either is what appears to be the most exciting thing or appears to not be exciting to you, always give yourself the opportunity to check yourself, because you never always know what kind of belief systems you have within you. Ask yourself, is this thing not exciting because my definitions make it not exciting? Or is it really not who I am? And conversely, is this thing really the thing that excites me the most, or does it only seem that way because I'm too afraid to go in the direction that actually is representative of my excitement, and I'm only making this seem like the exciting thing so I won't have to pay attention to that? Mm-hmm. Always double check yourself. Always take that moment of honesty, and once you have determined whether or not it's simply your beliefs that are coloring it or not, then you can proceed with clarity. And if you simply practice that, and with self-honesty, you'll get the hang of knowing how to tell the difference. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You may, however you wish to, go back to your seat. And, on the way, hand the magic stick to number 3.
I will.
Hi, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
I want to thank you for all of your sharing and reflection, helping us remember who we are.
All right, thank you.
I want to first tell you about a story, or something that happened to a girlfriend of mine. She was riding the bus in Washington, D.C., and she was kind of thinking...
One moment.
Okay.
Does this relate directly to yourself?
No.
Will it be necessary to engage this other person in an interactive dialogue in order to proceed with this conversation?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
Do you have questions that relate to yourself?
Yes, I do.
Let's begin with those.
Okay. Well, after your sharing today, I've totally shifted right now.
All right.
Realize I'm making a big move to Colorado.
Big move.
Well, a total shift and a total change that feel I need to make.
Thank you, because yes, remember that if you say you're doing the thing that excites you, but you're not doing it in the place that excites you, then you're not doing the thing that excites you.
Well,
because every factor must be holistic.
Well, that's part of a question I have.
All right. Thank you for your synchronicity.
Well, the whole thing started, I've been looking for an apartment for like the last 6 months, and
yes,
nothing has turned up.
Yes.
I've looked and looked and looked, and
yes,
I've never ever had a trouble finding or creating or manifesting a space that I've really liked.
And so that told you what?
It told me it's time to make this shift and this change that I've wanted to do.
All right. And so?
So I've acted on it,
thank
and
you,
it's flowing beautifully.
Thank you. What a surprise. What a shock.
But, you know, you really you really helped today,
yes,
by reminding me, because I really did still have some fears about,
right,
you know, work out there and, you know, having the money to support myself and things like that. Because,
yes, yes, yes.
So,
you know why?
Why?
Because you don't yet see, you're not yet allowing yourselves to be in the habit of understanding that where you are is who you are. You think that where you are is separate from who and what you are. As if it's not connected, if it's not one similar thing, one event.
Okay.
But when you know that where you are is also who you are, how could where you are not support you?
Okay.
If that's really where you need to be, because it's really who you are. And if you're really who you are, the universe supports that. Just like it supports you when you decide to not be who you really are.
Okay.
You understand the universe does that, right? It's not that anything is ever withheld from you. The universe simply supports you in insisting that you're not who you are. It's giving you what you're asking for. It's always supporting you, but sometimes you ask to be supported in pretending that you're not who you are, so the universe says, okay.
Yeah.
You're always supported. Always. So if you decide that you will be supported by being who you are, there is no reason why the universe would stop supporting you. It's always supported you. Make sense?
Yes.
All right, so stop segregating yourself from the where and the what and the who. Stop breaking those things down as if they were separate things. It's all one thing. You're all one event. You're one complete kit.
Okay.
And if you really are attracted to a particular place and it really is representative of your joy, then it's who you are. And by definition, even though you may not understand how, it will support you. As long as you continue to follow your excitement without expectation and assumption that it must come to fruition in a particular manner.
Okay, well, I do feel like I'm kind of doing this. I've wanted to move here, and, you know, I've been there here, but years ago.
Yes.
And
when will you go?
I'm going in 2 months.
All right. Have a good trip.
And
again, remember. You see, again, remember.
What?
And I'm not saying this is your case, but just as an example, since you provide an opportunity to talk about it, when your excitement comes up, the sooner you act on it, the sooner you're willing to just act on it, the sooner you find out if you even have to actually ever really do the thing that is attracting you. Maybe, just an example, maybe you don't actually really have to move to Colorado. But it took you 6 months to find that out because it took you 6 months to be willing to act on it.
Right.
But when you act on it, maybe you will achieve what needed to be achieved in terms of following your excitement, and moving to Colorado may never have been the point. It might be. I'm not saying it's not.
Okay.
I'm just using this as an example for this case.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes.
So the sooner you act on your excitement, the sooner you find out in what way it really needs to manifest. It may not be what it first presents itself to you as. But if you take your time and hesitate, then it takes you that much longer to find out that that's not the thing. And then you get disappointed. And you say, I'm doing something wrong.
You're confusing me again. You're confusing me.
I'm just talking in generalities.
Yeah.
But if you are excited about moving, then act on it to the best of your ability. And as long as you have the capability of acting on it, move.
Okay. Do I have a past connection to Colorado, or is there...
Yes.
I do.
But so what?
I'm just curious.
This is your present life. And remember, you create the past from the present.
Yes.
So any connection you may feel from the past, you are creating from here. It didn't come from the past, it's coming from here.
Okay.
Because in another life, you may not have that connection to there. That you, whatever life is living in that sense, is being lived, might have a connection to somewhere else. Because it's making its connections from that life. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Because time, in that sense, is really simultaneously multidimensional. And past lives all exist right now. You make a cross connection, more precisely. But everything is here and now. Whatever past lives you may be connecting to do not influence your present life. You didn't come from there to this life linearly. You decided what you would be in this life, and you decided what past lives, alternate parallel reality time stream experiences, if you wish, to make a connection to from this life that would be most reflective of the energy you needed to connect to for this life.
Okay.
No, makes
I'm
sense?
Not. I'm not stuck in any, you know, thinking or about past lives or any.
Yes,
know.
I know. I am just attempting to explain
so
that clarity is had by all.
All right.
And so, are you excited about moving to Colorado?
Yes, I'm very excited.
All right.
Yes. I guess that's. I don't know. That's about it.
All right.
I thank you very much.
What? Were you done?
Yes. Thank you very much, Bashar.
Female.
Thank you, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
And to you.